If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hi, everyone. It's Diane at the Someone Gets Me podcast, and today we are talking about getting more done by slowing down. You know, we're human beings, not human doings. And so much of the time I see people, including myself, get stuck in the trap of being rushed and stressed out and acting and feeling like we're on a constant treadmill that never stops. Or maybe the treadmill for you never slows down. It's not honorable to say, I work 20 hours a day. Now, we know there's seasons in our lives, and sometimes we work more than others. Like finals week when I was in college, I spent a lot more time studying than the rest of the time. But you know what I'm talking about. You're the one with maybe the intellectual overexcitability, or the secret fear that you're an imposter, or that you have to overdo it in order to be average. There's so many reasons. All of those reasons come from a deep sense of not thinking you're valuable or worthy. So I'm hoping that this podcast will help you realize that you can get more done by slowing down. Then you can really see your real value. So look around now, right now, just take a second and in your mind's eye, look around your life. Are you enjoying it? Are you having a blast? Do you go to bed at night going, wow, that was a great day? Do you get up in the morning excited? Or are you somebody who's kind of envious because your friends are traveling or your friends are doing things and everybody else seems to be enjoying life, but you're not enjoying life, even if you're acting like you are? Because see, you know, smart and sensitive people and gifted people are very good actors and actresses, and they can look happy even when they're not, or they can look like they're enjoying things when secretly they're wishing it was different. That kind of living is stressful, and that kind of living really makes life hard. So this podcast gives you some ideas about how to get more done by slowing down, which will then help your confidence, help your self-esteem, and help all of your biology. It will decrease the stress. It'll make your digestion better, probably lower your blood pressure. And then guess what else? That smile on your face will be real and authentic. It'll be really cool. So here are five ways. I'm going to give you five ways in order that you can use to slow down, to get more done though, okay? Not to slow down, to not get more done. This is to help you be more productive, especially in your business, and still slow down, okay? Number one, plan ahead to arrive where you're going early. Too often, in this day and age, people think that getting somewhere on time is 5 minutes late or right on time. If you have an appointment with somebody at 10 o'clock and you're phone or the clock turns to 10 o'clock as you're flying in the door, then you think you're on time. You're not. You're late. So we want to plan ahead to arrive where we're going early. I have a client who has appointments and sees people in her profession, and she's been known to arrive to her workplace after her clients, in a hurry, dragging stuff along, not organized, and so their session doesn't start until 10 or 15 minutes into the time. First of all, that's disrespecting the client and her. But what it's also doing is it's giving her that sense of rushing and hurrying and being busy and everything's going great and it's all wonderful. However, what's happening is things aren't getting done in a professional, well-done manner, and she's missing a lot of things. You know, we have conversations about the social cues she misses, the opportunities that she misses, because people don't want to come back for that. It's one thing if it happens as an accident. It's another thing when it's habit. So you plan to arrive 15 minutes early to all your appointments and engagements, period, 15 minutes. So if there's time that you get there and you're early and like no one's around, you either have a good book with you, you can listen to a podcast while you're waiting for the appointment or whatever, Or you can find another way, like meditation sometimes. I've arrived places always 15 minutes early, and because so many people are usually late, I just close my eyes for a minute in the car and meditate for 10 minutes, give myself some downtime, some mental creative time. Sometimes I read a book that I have with me, but I always have a plan to use that time so it's not wasted, but I'm not in a rush or in a hurry. So when I enter the engagement or the meeting, I am fully focused and fully ready, especially if I'm the person delivering the service. This is key for the person delivering the service. That's number one. Number two is to build routine tasks into your calendar. And that's another important one. I pull out the color pencils or the Google calendars that are all color, and you assign a color to the important things. And you include in your important things sleep and food and leisure time, right? And all the important things. My spiritual time is in there. My time to meditate. My time to spend time connecting myself, right? Everything that's routine is in my weekly calendar so that the white spots are where I'm available to see clients or I'm available to create or maybe write my next book, something. But my routine things are in my calendar. That way, I'm making a commitment to myself to get it done. I've trained my brain over the years that if it's in the calendar, it happens. And my friends even will say, put me in your calendar, because they know if it's in the calendar, then that's just what I'm doing. So it makes things easy. It takes the pressure off your brain. It allows you to have freedom to use your creative time more creatively rather than wasting a lot of brain power figuring and wondering and keeping track of other things. You can place your personal to-do items into the times of the day where you're not pressured. Like one of the things I remember to do is I never get gas in my car on the way to work on Monday morning. Years ago, I would do that. I'd come home on Sunday and I would need gas in my car and I would be in a hurry or I'd be doing something else. And I'd go, oh, I'll get it in the morning. And guess what happened? I forgot that I needed gas. And so I didn't leave early enough to accommodate the 10 minutes at the gas station. So I felt rushed and hurried and stressed getting to work. So you plan ahead. So now when I look at my gas gauge on Sunday, if I need gas, I get gas on Sunday. I make sure that I do those personal things in a time when I'm not pressured. So I block off time. If I think I need an hour, I usually block off an hour and a half or two. And I give myself that permission to get those things done without having to carve into the other important time of my day. So your routine tasks, when they're scheduled in a way, they don't even have to be on the same day, but when they're scheduled, it frees up your mind. It frees up your creativity, your intuition, your stress level, because it's on the book. You know that if you look at the book and you follow the book, you don't have to think about it. The third thing is to set realistic goals. Now, this is really hard for smart people. Realistic goals, not goals, realistic ones. One time I made a to-do list on Friday night of what I was going to do on Saturday morning. Saturday morning, meaning like by noon or one. And when I woke up Saturday morning at 5:30 or 6, and I looked at the to-do list, I laughed at myself. It had 32 items on it. Some of them would definitely take an hour to do. Some of them not so much. But 32 items, are you serious? And I thought realistically I was going to be done. And boy, did that put a lot of stress on my system. So I learned very quickly, the hard way, I guess, to take the stress off and put something that's realistic. So now I make an all weekend list kind of for my fun time, and I put the mandatory things and I also put the fun things so that there's a balance. And so I know that if it doesn't all get done, it's okay. It's more of a list that helps me keep things organized so that I'm not constantly thinking about things. So we want to have realistic goals. If you overcommit to things, then you really want to work on saying, hold on a second. Am I saying yes because I feel obligated, which is coming from fear? Or am I just being a time optimist, thinking I can do 10 things in half the time of everyone else? Because overcommitting is that desire to please others. And if your boundaries need a little work, you might say yes to things, 10 things to do on Saturday afternoon that that are so close together that by the time you get home, you might have done all 10 things, but you're tired and whipped and exhausted and it wasn't any fun because you overcommitted. So think about your priorities. If somebody invites you somewhere and you want to say yes, but you're not really sure, tell them you'll get back to them. And then hang up the phone or get, you know, or walk away or whatever and think about it and say, well, let me see, how does that work in my life? How does it work with what's on the calendar and what my requirements are? And then in peace and in quiet, you can go within and make a good decision for your life instead of just knee-jerking with a yes and then putting all this pressure on you. I have a friend of mine, and they have two children, young children, and the children are at the age now where there's birthday parties and events for school, for church, for other, you know, social parts that the families are in. And every time I talk to them on the weekend, they're the most stressed out people I've ever talked to because they're going from one event after the other, a family event, a school event, a church event, a this event, a that event. It exhausts me hearing about it. So what happens is they're trying to do so much that they're not getting very much reward out of it. They might be showing up to all these things for just enough time to give themselves credit. But are they really getting anything done? Are they really developing relationships? Are they really teaching their children how to properly time manage and be invested in what they're doing? So realistic goals are so important. Number four is to help cure yourself of the one more thing itis. Like, I just got to do one more thing. I got to write one more thing. I have to do this one thing. And that one more thing itis will lead you down a path that will really, really stress you out. And it will also make it so some of the things that you want to get done don't get done because you're obsessing on the one more thing itis. So what we want to start doing there instead is have an ability to say, okay, nope, this is how far I said I would do it. And then I'm stopping now. Often stopping and then changing the scenery, doing something else, relaxing, going for a walk, something. When you go back to the project, you most often realize that one more thing itis wasn't necessary. Or if you need one more thing, it wasn't that thing. So it gives you the creative time to get the solutions that you're looking for, which is so important to do, right? And guess what you have to do here? Learn to say no. It's okay to say no. I say no. Everybody who understands that if you have talents and you have gifts and you're sensitive, then you have to learn how to say no. If you don't know how to say no, then you practice saying it in different ways and using the words N-O. Sometimes I say, sure, I'll help you. Give me the time that you would like me to and let me see if I can move my schedule or work with that. And so most of the time in those situations, time takes care of it. I have a friend of mine who consistently asks me to do things to help her with her business. And I always say yes. And over the last 4 years, I think I've said yes probably 5 or 6 times a month to different things of offers for help. And I'll bet I can count on one hand the actual times it happened. Because most of the time when you say yes, a lot of times the other people and their timing or whatever they're doing, it doesn't happen the way you think it's going to happen. Or you can say, tell me what your idea is. Let me see if it works for me and if so, how. And then you say what your timing is. So those are ways you can take care of things without necessarily saying no, because sometimes no feels harsh, right? But it's okay to set the boundary. It's okay to say, I can't put one more thing on my plate. When that happens with me, I say that. I go, not one more thing on my plate. It's full right now and that's it. And I always remain open though if something changes. The fifth thing is to enlist support from other people, either a coach or a mentor or a good friend. Because sometimes we have to learn to delegate things and you might not be a good delegator and you might need support or cheering on when you do delegate. Sometimes you have to delete things that you're not meant to do or you can't do. Like sometimes you bite off a project maybe and it's not meant for you to do it. Either it's too hard to do or you really should not do it. Then you got to listen to that because sometimes you might have a great idea on Monday and by Friday, it's an idea that needs to be thrown away because it's just not appropriate. That's where you need to have somebody to kind of bounce those things off of. So be real clear with yourself on what you're really good at doing and enhance that. So if you're good at it, keep doing it. If it's something that you're not good at or you're uninterested in, delegate it, have other people help you, and focus on what you're good at. The old school of business used to say, you know, whatever your deficits are, work on those to make them better. I'm not of that school. I'm of the school that everybody has great gifts and great abilities, and they're all different. So if all of us worked really hard and put a lot of effort into expanding what we're naturally good at, it will come together as a perfect whole. Because you don't have to do everything, and you don't have to know everything. You do have to have the ability to problem solve and sort out how you're going to get the information you need or the services that you need. That's why having mentors and people around you and good friends can help you say, well, call this person or what about that? All kinds of things. So when you find yourself frustrated or irritated, you're moving too fast. I notice it sometimes when I'm doing something and I might drop a pen and then I get all frustrated. I might not be moving fast physically, but I'm moving fast in my mind. Those of you with intellectual overexcitabilities and think fast, this is a real problem sometimes where your brain is going so fast that you're missing the beauty of the life around you. So it's time to ratchet that back a little bit. So when that happens to me and I get irritated, I begin to breathe, take a few breaths, go. And I do that a few times. Then I'm able to slow down. And in that moment of slowing down, I can see more clearly. And I get things done the way I would like them to get done. The strategy is clear. The goal becomes clear. And now I can move forward. So by slowing down, I actually get more done. When I pressure myself and force myself and hurry myself or treat myself like a machine, things don't get done very well, and they often don't get done at all. So slowing down, though it seems like an oxymoron, it's really simply just a paradox. Because on a spiritual level, we are meant to move in the flow of the seasons and the flow of the world. And when we get ourselves pushing, 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 and speeding up, we are breaking that higher law by trying to force something. You know, you've heard the quote, nature never hurries, but yet everything gets done. That's true for our lives too, if we would only let ourselves believe it. I've gotten more done in the last 2 weeks by slowing down even more than I previously had slowed down. So you too can do that. So until next time, take a few breaths. Remember these five things. Check the show notes for some information on my Facebook group, Someone Gets Me, and my email list, and all those kinds of things. So you too can be connected. I'm here to support you in any way I can. Hit me up in an email, and I will be happy to answer any of your questions. Until next time, blessings.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.